second week back. Like we were gone forever.
It feels like it.
Right? Okay. Second week back here on the Big Daddy Radio Hour, ESPN 1700 AM, every Wednesday at 2 o'clock. The new drive hour. Remember when the drive, remember when the drive hour was like 5 o'clock?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now we say the new drive hour is at 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like our 2 o'clock slot. I think 2 to 3 is
I think
good
it's
time
sweet.
For us.
It's the sweet spot.
Sweet spot. We've got our Dr. Angela Moskovitz with us.
Hi.
And we have Duran Ellis from Garrity Group, our Hello. Office, which Hello. Does real estate.
And a superstar.
Yes, and he dances even. Dance, Jimmy, dance. And we have the lovely, ever-talented Sally Crawford with us, who I love having on the show.
Thank you.
You're just a doll. You look very pretty today, as
Thank
always.
You.
You're all dolled up.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
There you go. I like it. I like it. But she does amazing things. And they have an amazing story. Her and her husband, they're really good people. And they, last time you were on the show, because my fascination with the carnage, you were doing the documentary. Are you guys still doing that?
Yeah, that's on the back burner because we've been busy with
another
project.
That's fine. We talk about Ember Deflector.
Yeah. Thank
and
God
then we have
for
another
that.
Project she's going to be busy with, too. We're just going to have her so busy, she's going to be like, dang.
Well, she's kind of become a social media queen.
Yeah, you really?
And,
you
and
got it
And I don't know
down.
What we would be doing without
you
her, have it, frankly.
Where'd you get all that? You did good. You have all that stuff down
good.
Oh, my
gosh.
I've been working on it for about almost 5 years, I
really?
Think, ever since Facebook started being a big thing. I got involved right away. I like connection. I like to be connected and find out what's out there. So,
but I really have a lot of compliments for how you've just, I mean, I've seen what you've done with Ember Deflector, the way you're helping us. I mean, you've got such a good way of putting everything together.
Mm-hmm.
And it can just be so overwhelming. I think Angela and I are very similar. although I did join Facebook a little sooner, I still was more using it on a personal basis. But
no,
I've
no.
got you. You're an active girl now. On Facebook.
I am a wild woman right now. I can't believe it. How much, right? Right, Drew?
Yeah.
Holy cow, who am I? I don't even recognize
myself. You're going to be one of those people that can't get off of it. And then
well,
people
turning
like,
the off
okay.
button is a difficult thing.
It's a weird,
yeah, I have a
does
disease
that
right
to
now.
You. It'll eventually pass to a certain extent.
Well, it probably will. And what motivated it really was the crowdfunding campaign. And I really need to be involved. All the rest has been bonus, though. All the cool connections and reconnecting with high school friends, for heaven's sakes. I mean, it's
which
crazy.
Is, which I think is such a great...
I'm so excited.
It's a cool thing that's on there. I like the relationships you are able to kind of rekindle. I think...
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you talk about ideas and businesses and people making money and starting out, I just think about the college kid had the idea
right.
of connecting people on campus.
Oh, it's just mind-boggling,
this,
isn't it?
It is. I mean, it turned into this multi-billion-dollar business,
right,
basically.
Right. Well, you know, it all started with MySpace. Actually, MySpace was before Facebook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
MySpace.
Still actually, we have one our company does. But it's
still
out. Well, I don't do anything with it. It right. just sits there, but it's there. And, you know, the more, I think the thing that I think a lot of people are concerned about with social networking is they think of it as like the social, everybody shows whatever they want to. But what they're now finding is that's how businesses are growing. There's over,
that's right.
I did a statistic, Richard and I just did a class 2 weeks ago, and
right.
I did some demographics and looked at the top 15 social networking sites that are going on. And then the age groups, and it's actually, our age group is actually more active social networking wise than some of the kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, interesting.
And it's something like 900 million people a week are on Facebook.
Is that crazy?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally crazy.
And it's 250 million, I think, is the next one. I don't have the papers in front of me, so I'll get those for you. You can see. But it's, I think LinkedIn and Pinterest
Instagram.
And Instagram are in the top five now.
I haven't. I know Sally will get me. I just haven't gotten the Instagram part. I think we have an account because I'll get a message that somebody's following, although there's really nothing to follow there. But that's just where you post the photo. Do you put a comment
in
photos?
But with Sally involved,
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, yeah, it's going to be different. I know. I'm really excited.
Actually, there's also Twitter, which I forgot. Mm-hmm. Twitter's right below Facebook. Right. But Instagram has become, and so is Tumblr. They mm-hmm. actually are very socially connected with you. Do a picture. Both Tumblr is a blog site, too. But you do a picture, but you also add comments on there about something, you know, like, you know, we're doing this and it's about that. Because I did mm-hmm. it for, I did it actually for Ember Deflector on our mm-hmm. my Instagram, because I have quite a few people following me.
Right.
So I took a picture of the free iPad you could get for sharing through Indiegogo and put it up on Instagram and got a lot of comments. So you almost have to look at it at the angle you're going to do the social networking for.
Right.
If you're doing it just to have fun, that's one thing. But if you're thinking of it for your business, then you look at it a different way, and everything you write and everything you do is all based towards that, and still have your personal stuff
going
too.
So you can interconnect
too. You interconnect
all the different
everybody,
social
and
networking.
They all know, hey, well, right. this person
yeah.
isn't just being jiving on here.
And the big key with Instagram is hashtagging.
Hashtagging.
I know it's really annoying. I hate it. I think it's the dumbest thing ever. But unfortunately, on Instagram, that's the only way that you connect with other people that have like,
right.
you know, that have similarities.
So walk me through the Instagram process. For listeners that are like me, that pretty, I mean, you know, we don't have to go into big detail, but enough detail. Just walk me through it.
You know, Instagram just, you know, what it started off with is actually a social picture networking thing.
Yep.
No hashtags, no nothing. Right. And maybe mm-hmm. somebody would say, take a picture of it, and they'd say, you know, I'm in Hawaii
caption.
And uh-huh. here we're having fun. Mm. But now what's happened is that it's people like you were saying, Drew, they're taking the hashtag and they're saying Portlandia, or they're mm-hmm. saying hashtag. I just saw the other day somebody shared our company At One Productions, and they did hashtag At One Productions, which then took them to Twitter. You start a community within a community with the hashtag. So once somebody sees that you hashtagged it, even if there's nothing else there, then if they hashtag it, then it adds pictures to this other community that mm-hmm. starts. Like, you know,
when it gets more hits on your photos.
It gets more hits, and it gets more hits on your photos.
So you do as many general hashtags as
right.
you can.
Right.
Like, if you're going to Hawaii, you'd like hashtag Hawaii, hashtag Southwest Airlines,
right.
or whatever. Hashtag, you know,
Hawaiian
vacation,
yeah.
hashtag
food. I mean, just all of those, because
yeah.
then you're going to draw
a
anybody who's searching that general hashtag. If they're just
and
searching
they're
Hawaii, it'll pop
yeah,
up.
Yeah, because I always wondered, like, when you're hashtagging, which I'll do, it's just for fun once in a while, but then,
yeah.
you know, I'm always so verbose. My hashtags are like two sentences long, which is wrong. But it'd be like, but I always think, like, what's going to gravitate the people? Like, are you, do you put in hashtag Palm Springs fun when you're sitting there in the pool?
you just say hashtag Palm Springs.
And then you could hashtag fun.
So you do both.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you
yeah.
do both, but
separate
you do them separate.
Each.
No,
yeah.
but I like there. That's good advice. See, I didn't know. See, I would have been
either.
Everybody hashtags
on Twitter too. So
right, and that's where it originated.
Yeah, it
was
originated
Twitter.
In Twitter, and you, actually, I've even seen it cross over into Facebook a little bit, where
yeah.
people are doing it. So it's just, you know, at first I'm going, what in the heck is this hashtag thing?
People are now texting with hashtags,
I
even
know.
Though it doesn't do anything. You can't search people's texts with hashtags.
I know, it's kind
they
of,
still do it. It's become part of the regular language.
Yeah. And
that's
I always
crazy.
Have to forget hashtag. Sometimes I'll forget. I'll go pound sign. No, it's not. It's hashtag.
So. Wait, isn't hashtag the pound sign?
It is,
yes.
yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it is.
Oh, you scared
it's
me.
Just,
I was like, wait.
I know, but in my mind, I'm going, oh, the pound sign.
This is not social networking lingo.
It's a foreign language to
yeah.
you and I, buddy.
I mean, there's so much to it.
And
it's kind of like if we don't stay on the curve with
it,
or if other people that are listening, business owners, people that are thinking of starting a business, kind of what I wanted to talk about today. Is the social networking, especially with Sally coming on, because she does do so much of it, you know, and then there's the self-professed. What I love about Sally is she's got this wealth of knowledge, right? But she's humble in her approach.
Yeah, very unassuming.
Versus
you wouldn't know how.
There's these other folks that it's just like,
they kind of overstate.
Nameless, where it's
yeah.
like,
yeah.
back
yeah.
down. You don't know everything of all things social media. Well, I mean, it would be almost impossible to be unless you were studying at night.
I never proclaim that I know everything. In fact, I usually call it social networking 101. I just want to get people to understand it and not be afraid of it and go a little bit further, because if somebody asks me a question, if I don't know it, I'm going to find it out.
Oh, and she does.
I'll find it out.
She does. She's got these great mentors. And right, I mean, I think the smartest people know when to ask questions, and they can own when they don't know something.
Let me tell you, I always say that's one thing that I live by. If I don't know the answer, I'm going to tell you I don't know the answer, but I'll do my darndest to find out.
Yeah. And Sally's
Because it's really one of those things that there's too many people that will proclaim to know the answer.
Right.
They don't know the answer. They're giving bad advice.
Mm-hmm.
but with Facebook, there's, you know, all of this. I don't know. They say there's controversy. There's this. There's that. I mean, there's ways for you to keep your personal portion of Facebook private.
There is. I have learned that.
I want you to look at my settings again just to make sure.
Not they didn't
hide
use.
It, but there's certain things that it's not that there's anything that great or outrageous, but there's certain things you want to keep that are private.
Right. You do, and that's what I. That's I think one of the things that kept Angie from Facebook for a long time.
It's true. Yeah. I did not understand.
Yeah, she didn't think she could communicate privately.
Remember, my cousin posted once on her page on something I had posted, and she's like, "Who is this person?" Don't worry, that was my cousin. He's posting back as you were getting
a while ago. It was that way. Facebook was much more simple, and there weren't all these. You couldn't lock everything down. You couldn't private. There weren't as many privacy settings.
Yeah. Well,
as many. I mean, there might have been a few general ones, but now you can lock down a single comment to just show to one person and one person alone.
Or like when you get all the birthday wishes and has a lock on it. Yeah. And I'm like, now if I write back to that, can anyone read it if I write back, or is the lock the lock? Does the lock lock that message?
Yep.
Like, so if you send me a birthday message, you put the lock on it. That means if I like it and write back, only you and I are going to see that interchange.
And generally what I do is if I want somebody to really, I want to be really especially careful with it, I just use the message where it's
Or the instant message,
Because to me, then it's actually, I know I'm much more protected. And that's what I always tell people. If you're really worried that somebody is getting out there, if you're saying something to somebody and everybody in the world's going to see it, then just don't do it there. Do it under private message. I actually had somebody say to me a week or so ago, I know if people can read that private message. I go, no, they can't. And they said, well, somebody told me blah, blah, blah about something. And I said, well, that's because they told
The urban myth. There's a new urban myth to throw into the pile to continue. But I think Facebook is just this its own this insane thing. It's got a lot of good benefit, and I think not using it for business is a mistake.
Right.
And, you know, we talked about something about reviews, which was very interesting that I'm having alleviated.
Wasn't
that interesting, though?
Right. And you can actually contact. You can never call Facebook, but you can get messages. It drives me crazy with that stuff.
I know. I wanted someone to answer the phone. We've got to take a break. We are here with our wonderful Dr. Angela Moskovitz and Duran Ellis from Garrity Group. We will sell your house. We will find you a house. Call us, 619-399-3300. We're also here with Sally Crawford, who will be a big, big participant in a lot of things going forward, which is very exciting. So we're going to break, folks, and we'll be right back. We're back on ESPN 1700 on the Big Daddy Radio Hour. We're back with Lady Gaga in the background. I see our girl there, Lady Gaga, is going to be in Vegas on August 1st. I was very tempted.
She's going to be like, in LA. August? She's going to be at Staples Center soon, too. And I think
we just need to go again.
When? No, I'm
telling
you, very
that
tempted.
Concert.
Wait, is it coming up in a couple of weeks?
I think it's pretty soon. I know I saw it on my little Ticketmaster update thing.
That was such a good show.
It was the best show ever.
So we got to talk about. So we're back with Sally Crawford from, and Richard's her husband. They do this amazing work. And we've talked about the Carney reality thing that you're doing. And also, I always get, but like Captain Milkshake, which is something that people have to really, you know, getting to know, folks. Back in the day, it was a really, really controversial film that her husband had done that ended up in crazy litigation that I mean, it's when you think of all the stuff you guys have been through, it's really, I have so much respect for that. You know, you guys are fighters, and I like that. To me, that's important. You're fighters with heart. You're not just fighters for the sake of, you know, being miserable people. You're really good-hearted, loving people. And so you're doing all this great stuff with Angela Moskowitz, Dr. Angela Moskowitz, which I love. And she's blogging.
It's amazing. Oh, yeah.
And she's trying to tell us about food. And then I'll tell you about Ask the Reflex after we talk about
about
the blog.
You are seriously
hilarious. Well, since I've been at doctors again for
Why don't we hear about your acid reflux
first? No, tell us that first. Mine's boring. Although there will be a remedy, but I've got to tell you a story.
The reason, to fill in our listeners, we always chit-chat. It goes to commercial, and I just said, oh my gosh, you know, because of the crowdfunding and because of getting into social media, and I've been thinking about blogging professionally and putting it through my website for years. Well,
last
Sally, you know, and because I'm kind of on fire, no pun intended, with my husband's campaign, it got me motivated. So I have started blogging professionally, but I'm also
so important.
It's wonderful. I've always loved to write. I think it's great to get tidbits and focus.
I'm a writer. I'm going to do it too. I think I should. I like to write.
I'm really enjoying it. So I've just started, but I've got two that are about to get posted soon. But AngelaMoskowitz.com, and you can slowly kind of. I'm going to be probably weekly blogging. It's going to be should be a lot of fun, some useful information. But interesting little thing happened yesterday. So again, Sally and I really have a disorder right now. I think I have an obsessive compulsive disorder.
You can't help. No, it just happened.
I'm telling you, I'm diagnosing
myself. Why don't you start with Facebook? It sucks you in. Is that what you're talking about?
You know what? It's more than that. I actually have pretty good self-control. But we have a time limit with this campaign. And it's so critical that we get some critical work done and bring people to the site, and we really have as successful a campaign as possible. So I started blogging for the campaign. And can I tell you a little bit about the blog I did yesterday?
Yeah.
We're going to post it in the next couple hours after the show.
Okay.
We just have to get a clip to go with it. Here's what inspired me. So Sally said, you got a blog. And I'm like, okay, I don't know. So I woke up yesterday morning super early. And I grabbed my coffee, and I'm like, you know, how can we increase awareness? So I started thinking, blog, blog, blog. So I turn on the Today Show. And they, you know, what is it called when they, like, wet your whistle? You know, right before they go to commercial. A teaser, thank you. Mm-hmm. So they put out a teaser about potato salad, I'm like, and Kickstarter, which is another crowdfunding site that you can do a campaign through. So we come back from commercial, and they said that a man wanted to raise $10 to make potato salad. Guess how much the dude made? $36,000. So I nearly got ill. And I'm saying being nice right now. I nearly got like ill. So I instantly texted Sally and I said, again, I'm being nice on the air. I said, I'm going to get ill. But I moved through the day. I'm very much a glass half full. So I start with the glass half empty, but I won't stay there much longer. I'm like, okay, what is he doing? What did he do? How can we do this? So anyway, I wrote this whole blog, and people just go to Ember Deflector Inc. Is it gonna? Can they get it through there?
They can get it. They'll be able to get it through all of our sites, because I'll share it on Facebook on Jim's.
Yeah.
On Ember Deflector, Inc. Facebook. Don't go to Ember Deflector Systems. That's a no longer operating Facebook.
Okay.
They can go to Dr. Angela's page.
Oh, are you going to put it there as
well?
Yes. Yikes. Okay.
They can go to Richard Crawford and Sally Crawford.
Okay.
And they can also search it on WordPress.
Okay. And so here's what I did. I tried to have a Zen moment. I just kind of pinched my fingers together, took a few deep breaths and said, how can we use this? I don't even know what more to say on the radio. Let's just
at Ember Deflector on Twitter, too.
Excellent. Okay. Anyway, just to share a little more with the audience, though, look, it makes people happy. Potato salad comforts people. People are in distress.
I have potato salad
right?
for lunch, actually.
And we just started, and what we realized is through this whole crazy campaign, we have been joking and snorting and laughing and and I just thought.
And snorting.
Yeah. You know, okay. Oh.
Clarify.
Okay. Really? Did you really have to pick up on that
I'm
one?
Sorry.
Okay.
I
thanks.
Help it.
Let's
I'm sorry.
Highlight the one I really wanted to slide past quickly.
<I'm teasing.
laughs> Anyway. And belly laughing, and I just thought, you
I
know,
like belly
here,
laughing.
And I said, here we are, and we're talking about disaster, right? And we're talking about personal and community crisis. But yet, as we developed the campaign, we had a lot of humor. So I blogged about humor and joy, and we put our outtakes. So we've got, that's what we're going to put in the blog, is some of the outtakes, the silly, stupid, crazy stuff. And then we put some jokes like, and I won't give it away, but like, you know, what a potato salad and Ember Deflector have in common.
What do they have in common?
I'm not going to give things away. But it's
can we
just
have
be
one?
Prepared that they're
can we
stupid.
Have one?
They're like, you know, why did the chicken cross the, you know, it's that kind of cute.
Yeah, silly.
I want one.
I like
so,
it.
We turned an Ember Deflector. You're teasing him. You're teasing him. You gotta give us one now for the listener.
They're gonna still read your blog, I promise.
And we're turning an Ember Deflector into a slicer and slicing potatoes. Potatoes.
You silly potato salad girl.
Hey, we're flowing like river. Like I said, I'm ill.
No, you're down. You are behind this. You want to see this. What
I'm
excited
behind.
About is
I'm...
how many years it's been in development. And
oh,
it's
my
like
gosh, 8 years.
I think, you know,
seven years,
but
seven.
Honestly, I think with the advent of having the app go with it, I think it changes the dynamic of everything.
It's
versus it. Not that 8 years ago wasn't relevant.
No,
it totally was. But
it's so much better now.
It really changes the whole dynamic with that app. It really does.
Yeah.
I mean, I think people like having all that remote access and capability, et cetera.
We just got to get people to the site. And it's just kind of a fun way of getting people to access what Jim's doing. So we're excited.
The crowdfunding, what was the reason that you picked the Indie?
Sally, take that one, babe.
Okay. Indiegogo gives you flexible changes. You don't have to have a set amount. So say you don't raise your full amount of money, which on Kickstarter you have to. So if you put an amount like you want to raise $50,000 and you raise $49,999, you don't get your money.
Mm-hmm.
On Indie, you get your money no matter what. You can set it at fixed or that. Most people set it to where whatever you get to keep. They take a little percentage of it, but that money comes to you no matter what. So at least you can say, okay, I raised $49,999. I get that. If you raise more than that, you get all of that. If you raise $5,000 instead of your $10,000, you get that. So that's the reason we went. And Indie is like number two on the crowdfunding sites. There's three really big ones. There's Kickstarter, Indie, and GoFundMe are the three very big crowdfunding sites.
Yeah.
There's several out there that aren't. There's another one called Causes that's pretty good.
I don't think I've heard of that one.
Yeah, I have that demographic thing set up too. Mm-hmm. But
is it something that you can do regardless? I mean, do you have to? Because could somebody just go on to raise money and then take it and run with it?
Yeah. Well, you don't want to do that.
No, obviously.
Yeah, because there's probably I haven't seen anybody do that. Mm-hmm. You know, I really haven't seen any.
Right, or
negative,
heard about it.
Yeah, or heard about it. And generally, if you're really doing a smart campaign, you stay active on your site after you're done with the campaign. And people can actually go up later and go through PayPal, if you've set that up, and still contribute to your campaign even after it's closed. But you continually do updates and say, this is where I'm at right now. I'm so grateful for what you're doing. And I really want you to continually see what we're doing. So you want to stay active no matter what, even after the fact, because you can also go back and do another campaign. So you didn't get everything, or you got what you wanted, but you want to go to the next level. Then you want to be able to stay active with those people who followed you so that they will come back and continually support you. So you want to keep it a family. You know, that's what it's almost like, another social networking.
I mean,
process.
You could even really do the we could even do the radio show if we wanted to.
You could do crowdfunding for the radio
show.
Yes, you could.
Sure, you could.
Or,
yes, you could.
Anything you want. Even potato salad.
I like potato salad. I like the fun part.
Oh, my gosh.
It's too much serious. I love putting the fun part in it. And how's Jim with all this? Is he excited? I mean,
oh, yeah. He's like us. I mean, we're all, and Richard. We're working around the clock, but we're enjoying it. We have such a great community. We're such good friends, and it's a great excuse to get us together.
I was going to say, to you guys, you always saw each other a lot. You're probably seeing each other a lot
every
more.
Day.
Every day.
And we still love each other.
I love it. It's a good thing.
It is.
And isn't it important to feel the love? I know that sounds so airy-fairy, and people can take it how they want it, but why is it so difficult for some people to understand that just a little bit of kindness goes so far?
Oh, gosh.
I really didn't realize. I was working on a deal that we just closed with an escrow officer, Vicky Quarters, and she's actually just a real sweetheart, and it made doing the transaction a lot better than working with somebody who's militant. And when we come back, we will talk all about militant type folks. No, I'm teasing. We got a lot of stuff to talk about when we come back. But we're here on Big Daddy Radio Hour. We'll be back just in a sec. Hang in there, folks. We'll be right back. I love this song. Big Daddy Radio Hour. We're back, folks. We're back. You thought we were going to be gone. We were all sad and morose and Ray, and here we are back in July at 2 o'clock on ESPN 1700. We love our radio show and we love our listeners. I am telling you that for all of you who wrote in, all of you who made phone calls, it's very telling. It's just so ingratiating. We were just starting to talk about kindness and loyalty, and how cool of all of you for doing that. And it gives Angela.
It's inspiring.
It gives Sally, who's here, who's been a part of like watching and helping, and Drew, who's been a part of it, and myself. It feels so good on a personal basis. No ego. It feels like, well, that just made somebody's afternoon. Or you got all the people that said, we really enjoyed Wednesdays listening to you guys at 1 o'clock. We never knew what you guys were going to talk about. We never knew what you guys were going to say. Maybe sometimes we didn't either. But, you know, that's the was always, I think, the fun. I mean, we're going to do things maybe a little different, but I still like to have, like, hey, Sally, be on the show Wednesday. And then it morphs into, like, you know, there's a lot of people talking about their social media and how, you know, how does it work? And then there's these companies that are coming up that are doing the push kind of blog content for ridiculous amounts of money. Although Wes, his company, they've got, it's called Hearsay Social. You've got to be a big company to use them. I mean, they don't do little Garrity Group companies. unless you were a Garrity Group company that had millions of dollars, I guess maybe that would be different.
So next year.
So, yeah, there you go. That's it. You got it. That's it.
Amen.
But what's really cool is they will gather, like, the content and stuff and push it for you. You choose it. You have. It's not something you could auto-set it. That's what I respect about Wes, too. Wes isn't somebody that will just be lazy and auto-set it. Although some things auto-set make sense, but in this case, because it's content-driven, he didn't feel like he wanted to be in control of what content was being sent out the way he works. because sometimes the articles are good, but they're just not in line with his work ethic, let's say, because he has a very strong work ethic. So, he does such a great job with the mortgages. I don't care what anyone says. Yes, we're married. Yes, he's my spouse. Yes, I love him more than anything. We had a very, very interesting weekend. I just want to use the word interesting right now. And he just needs to know how much I love him and that I would always be by his side regardless, period, end of story. But, you know, things happen in relationships sometimes that you maybe don't anticipate. And sometimes maybe you don't handle it right. And thank God I have a partner that's very understanding. But I would never do anything intentionally to hurt somebody. And I just, you know, what came out of it is I'm not good at saying no. For the most part, I'm really not. I'm not a good person to say no. It's hard for me.
Okay.
The problem with me is by the time I'm telling somebody no, it's not pretty. So I don't like to get to that point. Yeah. I got to get some tips from Angie and just say, just be upfront about it. I am pretty upfront, but
that's a great block for me to do.
But not when it's a no thing.
How to say no. Yeah.
You know, right? So it is actually. Because it's not easy for, I don't think, for a lot of people.
It's hard. But it's not as hard as you think once you know what goes into you not wanting to do it.
But like Wes always says, if you would stop and think about it, if you would have just said no in the beginning.
That's right. It wouldn't
you
have.
You would have really unraveled all of the chaos that's been created because you didn't say no. And now you're trying to unspin. And I'm going to say, darn it. I hate when somebody else thinks of something that's
he's
right.
So smart. Please tell him to call. He can help me with the blog because he's right.
He is right.
And that is the very thing we fear. It's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy. The thing that ends up getting created is the thing that we fear. But if we were to do it earlier and we realize that it doesn't have to be met with, you know, aggression and destruction of a relationship. We're so afraid of hurting someone else's feelings or destroying the relationship or them destroying us.
Right.
And that it does kind of build up and it does explode out and then it creates the very thing you fear.
Mm-hmm.
Where if you did it earlier, it's okay.
It's all about confrontation. 100
times.
Right.
Yeah. But right.
And I don't like that.
Yeah. I'm like, no thanks.
Well,
people always think that I'm the one that's the bitch and Wes is the one that's easier going, and actually,
it's the opposite. I'm
sort
joking.
Of in a loving way. Barry, he's just the best, like I said. But he's absolutely one. And Drew will say,
he's got the guts.
He'll be the one that will tell you absolutely not. He has. If I wanted to tell somebody no, like when someone's bugging, like
he
his
has
house
the
call,
to,
he'll be like, "Sorry, we're not interested. When, please stop calling."
Yeah.
But you know what? You two have that's a little bit different, and that's typical for couples. I think that we all have a different tolerance level of sitting in discomfort. He can sit in it. He can take it. He doesn't absorb it maybe as much as you. So that's part of it,
that's
too.
That's a good point.
Is if we can just tolerate someone else being uncomfortable with what we've just said, it'll move on. It'll be okay. But we so can't tolerate that. It makes us squirm that we'd rather avoid it.
But you know how you say it'll move on? It's for me, Wes is always trying to push me through this, Sally. He's like, he's just like, please stop talking about it. He's like, because it's like, you've already done it. You've already said no. We don't need to talk about it anymore. We get it. So last night I was doing the thing again. We're like, I'm so sorry about what happened. He's like, please
Shut
don't bring
up.
It up anymore. but it's my own thing where, like, when I've done something where I feel like I've either let him down or let somebody else down, it's very hard for me to let go of that. And that's something at 49 I want to be able to master. Maybe I never will be able to master.
Oh, I'll
Maybe
bet you
it's
will.
Just who I am. I don't know. But I think that it's healthy, right, to be able to say no on something.
It is a healthy thing.
But it's not easy. People can understand that, Brian. I mean, you're in really good company, and it can be learned. Absolutely can be learned.
I've learned a lot from Angie. Actually, our friendship has taught us a lot of that.
Oh, Mount Lemoyne with
that
her, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our, as a friend, and actually the four of us have really learned how to communicate. And even when the air gets a little thick because we're in the middle of business,
well,
but we love one another, we're able to like just go,
boom,
we're going to get this complete and go through it. And it's a really good lesson to learn that you can get through the other side and everybody still loves you because that's all we want really is we just want to be loved by, you know, we don't want people to be mad at us. And it used to
be. You're right.
It used to be a big thing for me is, oh, I'd rather not say anything or walk around it or make something up. And then I get caught in it. And then I'd be like, oh, no. You know, right? I'm in more trouble now, you know.
That's totally the truth, though. That's totally the truth. What about you?
For me, unfortunately, life circumstances have made me become not as much that person. Because I used to be I still am to an extent, but I used to be like Mr. People Pleaser. I worried about everyone else and how they felt, and I worried about how they felt about me 150% of the time.
Wow.
And then there were some life circumstances that just pushed me over the edge way too far, and I just let a certain person walk all over me for 3 years straight, and I'm no longer, I don't do that nearly as much anymore.
Yeah.
Good.
I still like to please people, obviously.
Oh, yeah, you're a good guy.
But
I think that's healthy, too. I feel like that part I don't ever want to change.
Right.
I don't.
Same here.
That, like, just our family, I think everybody's very different. But, like, I'm a very giving guy. Like, if I say, hey, and four of us, Sally, let's all go to a concert, we'll treat. I wouldn't offer if I didn't want to do it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So people would be like, oh, you're so too generous. It's like, please don't tell me. Like, because if I didn't want to do that, I wouldn't do that.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm not in the business of buying friends. I'm in the business of people that I care about. If I'm able to do it, I want
to
do it.
You'd love to do it. Yeah.
But this weekend was really, really, really big lesson. I mean, it was a big lesson. Yeah, it was an eye-opener, totally. And to see your partner be that upset or hurt, which I'm not used to. I mean, he's usually this really strong guy, but usually don't ever have anything like that. It just ripped my heart out.
Sure.
So I had to do was stick with what I initially had said. Mm-hmm. I should have followed exactly what my initial, because if anybody had said that about my mom, I would have laid their ass out.
Okay.
Straight
of
up.
Course.
Period. Yeah. Anyone would have said, you know what, tell Helen she's not coming, I would have laid him out. Are you kidding me? Not only would have I laid him out, I would never speak to that person again. So I've got to be able to remember that. Yeah. And if my mom is here, my mom would be so furious that my behavior was the way that it was, that, you know, I can almost feel the scolding coming down from above.
You might have got it already.
Almost? Are you kidding?
No, but we went to the cemetery on the way back from
you?
Palm Springs, which was its own thing. That's one thing that I know a lot of people will say the cemetery's there. It's there for the people that are still here and blah, blah, blah. So that's great. It's a very hard thing for me to go to. My sister, who's a doll, is beating breast cancer. She is really good about going to the cemetery. Or like my cousin Patty, they're good about going to the cemetery. For them, they draw a certain different kind of a strength from or whatever. Mm-hmm. For me, it seems to cripple me more. I don't know how else to explain it. I know that sounds kind of weird, but it does. It puts me, as soon as we got back in the car, I was just like, don't talk to me for the rest of the way home. Folks, we have to go to break. When we come back, we'll share a few things. The hour always goes so fast. We love the guy we have on the board. He's awesome. And we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. Big Daddy Radio, ESPN 1700.
That was not.
I gotta practice it again.
Wow,
guys.
That was not you at your best.
I think I did it again. All right, but we're back on ESPN Radio 1700. Guys on the board. Guy's a good guy.
Yeah.
It's a good name, guy. That's a good strong name, you know. I hadn't seen him in a while, so I wanted to make sure. But he's got our program down, and he knows we're crazy when we're here. So we're here every Wednesday from 2 to 3. The show over the next several months is going to be really a cool thing. We're going to do some really fun stuff. We've got some really great celebrity stuff coming up, which, of course, we love. Don't forget, my day job, I'm a real estate agent. I love selling real estate. I love it. It's my love it. West does mortgage. You will not find a better mortgage officer. I'm not just saying that because he's my spouse. Meet with him and you'll find out.
He's not my spouse, and I say the same thing.
And you know who the best agent is, and Angie will testify to it. And when Sally's ready to sell someday, she'll know too. So I got, but no, it's one of those things. I think that that I'm so impressed with all the social media stuff that you've done. I'm not just saying that. I wouldn't tell you if it, I've always been impressed with you, anyways.
Thanks.
I think I found you to always be fun, and. I was gonna say character, but not in a fun way. I'm a character. Like we're fun people together.
Mm-hmm.
And like when we went to In Cahoots, remember that?
Oh my gosh, we went to that fun.
Yeah, we should have Amy Scruggs back on the show.
That would be great. That would be something
we'll talk about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because we're gonna have a music component.
Yeah, and like David Scheid, come back on.
And I have so many others in my own music community that are, as you know, we have two of my friends on. David, what was the flutist guy?
I like that guy.
David Young. He's coming back in September. He has another show that's going to be at Seaside.
We should have him come back on.
So
you
when
know,
he comes
he was
back.
A character. Now, he was a character.
Yeah.
He's on the East Coast right
I
now.
Did not, I, did, I expected that guy to be like this really serious, like flautist or flutist. I'm not good for all that.
And here's what you guys don't know. I mean, he's an amazing guitar player. Composer.
He's very accomplished.
And he's touring back east right now, but he will be back in September.
Yeah.
I think
so we need to
end.
Have him.
Yeah.
But I loved his personality. I thought he was great fun. And that's what we want in the show. Listen, yes, we'll have the course. We'll impart the serious information that you need to know. We need to have Marcy Bear back to, we're already in July. It's hard to believe, but. There are some covered Californian insurance things. Yay. But that can be something we can all bitch about when we
I'm
come
not
back.
So happy right now, but whatever. That's another show.
I just, you know, all the medical stuff I've been going through.
Yes.
So they figured out,
since
we share everything with the audience.
Everything.
But they figured out that, so on my cervical spine, it's like having two spines. I don't have two spines. It sounds weird, but they're like bony growths that happened, and it's a genetic thing, and it actually fused from like C3 all the way to C7.
Wow.
So the reason my voice is going hoarse is the acid reflux is coming up. I've got that pushing in on it, so I've got a bunch of scar tissue there. So I've already got two surgeries. I don't want any more surgeries. I really don't. But the guy's like, you don't have a choice with your neck because it's gonna end up pushing out where you won't be. You're gonna have other problems we don't need to go into.
Yeah, yeah.
And then my back, we need to put Humpty back together again from having all that weight on. So I gotta do that. And then today, the Dr. Weeks, who's an amazing doctor.
What kind of doc is he?
An auto enroll. I can't. If he's not
autoimmune,
the ear, nose, and throat guy, like the surgeon, the auto, like
internist,
otolaryngologist.
Audiologist.
Audio, but he does the actual surgery. His name's Brian Weeks, and he does like Blink 182. And I mean, he's done a lot. Yeah,
he's got a laundry, list,
a
of
laundry list of rock stars that he's treated. But those people, you got to, as you know, as a singer, you got to take care of your voice.
You got to,
But the interesting thing he was saying, I'm like, oh, doc, I was like, not a rock star, but I got a radio show. And he was like, hey, your voice is just such an important thing for everybody, whether you're a singer or you're just a regular talker. He's like, you know, having scar tissue there, it's not something that is a good sign. So they have something where they can actually do a surgery now and not block out the acid reflux because none of the medications, none of the combos, none of the hundreds and thousands of dollars that we've spent are working. But, Brian Weeks is actually a really good doctor. And
is it like a laser surgery of something?
No, they have to go in.
They do.
So, then I have the hiatal hernia, the extra spine, the bolts and screws. You know, I had my other major medical. It's like, I swear to God, I don't even tell people, well, except everybody on the radio, and my friends, that I mean, I'm at a doctor appointment anymore. People are going to be wondering what the heck's going on with this guy. I mean, it's a joke. I lost all that weight, and I thought, okay, there
well,
I'm
we
done.
Worry. We worry that people won't believe you, and it's like, no, he really is. At
that's why. It's like, I didn't even want
to say
anything.
I know, I've been getting texts. Messages daily.
I'm just being like, I didn't even want to say it anymore. But it's been so. Then this one was, and I, in the beginning, used to think that was irritating. But I'll tell you this: after the surgery that I went through and being in ICU 5 days, go ahead and refer me to all the specialists that need to do the workup. because I want to go in there so that I don't want to go in there stressed out, because that's already not a good thing.
Right, right.
So good. I need to get my I'm malnourished. I need to get that fixed, which we can talk about. It just takes protein, and you know, it's if I know I'm not
a
big
fan. How about your girl? What's I'm blanking on her name? That wonderful.
We'll get Mary back. Yeah. She's out in the desert. Anyway. She's doing a program for transient, the indigent. The Indians that are out in the desert.
No way.
Because the dietary needs are just so out of whack that are there. And there's such a high incidence of diabetes and stuff in the tribe.
Wow.
So she's out with the Marengo tribe, and she's out there doing
some
nutrition
stuff.
She's
so cool.
Yeah, and she does
her.
That on her own. And, you know, Dr. Boyle is so great. So I want to make, you know, we'll have our medical shows. We'll have our music shows. We've just got a lot of great things planned. We'll have Sally as a regular panelist.
Mm-hmm.
We'll bring we got to get Sandy to come back, and there's other people that are like, it was great having Sandy on. I'd like to come on as a host. It's like, okay, we'll bring you on.
She's so cute.
Yes. And then, oh, Wes, he was talking about Brian Weeks, and he did Fleetwood Mac, and he just did, you know, a lot of. It was
well known.
I felt good knowing whatever he said. I didn't need a second opinion.
Yeah.
I just felt like he was, I didn't need it. And I think sometimes with stuff like this, you might feel like you do, but I just didn't think
no, it's kind of like when people find you, Brian, any referral I get from you, I don't need a second. I get it. Because, I mean, you've sold two of my homes, and you've done it beautifully. And they, both of them, were really complex.
That's okay.
Those, I know. And you did it. And you rocked it.
That.
And your referrals are stellar. They're top notch. So.
So there you go. So you got it.
Anyway, I get it.
But I got the... So we were talking about Gaga. She was coming back. So she had been getting a lot of flack, although I just read that her tour made a massive amount of money, which is great because it was an A-plus tour.
I wish she knew about Ember Deflector.
I know, we need them, like, right, to know that.
I'll go to her concert. She needs to go to our website.
I don't know if you... what your thoughts are before we go, but they're talking about American Idol. Do you know what the gossip is? Did we talk about it last week or did
I
forget?
Honestly, I don't know the most current gossip. Why?
I just checked because I know is that
I usually
they're going to bring back Simon, Paul, and Randy for the last season. Supposedly. Let's see it make it happen.
What do
they
you
might.
Mean for the last season?
They think that this is probably it. They said this last season was so dismal that it's dismal with like 10 million people, but I mean, to me, that's still ratings.
Right.
I don't get
to me, that's
dismal.
Really unfortunate. Like producers and, you know, whatever companies are backing these shows. They like all of a sudden they see like a little drop and they're like, OK, I'm out. And it's like you do realize that show is still reaching bajillions of people.
Right.
Like there's still a lot of hype on that show.
It's just I forget the local Fox affiliate here, which tomorrow morning I'll be on San Diego Living on Channel 6 with Mark Bailey in the morning. We're going to be talking about the resurgence of short sales, which is actually happening, and so we'll talk about that. It's not this huge resurgence, but it's big enough that it deserves some media attention, so we're going to talk about that tomorrow. But yeah, it's the Fox affiliate, they used to sell a 30-second spot now I'm going to tell the wrong number. I think it was $180,000.
It feels like something.
It was really,
really
crazy.
Outrageous.
It wasn't Super Bowl like, but it was crazy. I mean, so their numbers are down. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's, do you think the show's run its life course? I don't know. Has it? Has The Voice overtaken it? I don't know.
That's what
all the speculators are saying. The pundits are all saying that these Voices and other shows have taken over, and American Idol has had its day.
It may have. I don't know.
I kind of think it. I know. You're a hardcore, gung ho, diehard fan. But I thought two seasons ago it was.
No, I agree.
Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj killed it.
I agree.
They really hurt.
As far as it being a show that will last. When it's based on the judges, absolutely. It died a cruel and painful death 2 years ago. I am so sorry. I am the idealistic.
Season.
You know what I am? I'm that idealist.
I thought you were the Voice fanatic.
Well, no, I love them. No. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, okay.
If I were of age, if I were younger, I still wouldn't be going for Idol. I would be going for The Voice for a variety of reasons that's beyond the scope of today's show. But I just love these different venues for people to have their gifts be heard.
I agree.
And to get out, period. So I come from that idealistic position. Sadly and unfortunately, it's a show and you need ratings and you need sponsors and it's just all of that element, and that's what's going to take down, sadly.
I honestly think the only reason it had another season was because of J-Lo.
I do too.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I really do.
Well, they knew
a big reason anyway.
She is one sexy mama.
She
and talented. She's talented and she's gracious. I adore her.
Before we said, she was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen on Bravo. But I got to tell you, one thing I will say about Jennifer Lopez is she's always very genuine. There's no BS with her, and I really love that.
I do too.
There's none of that prissy, uppity. She's a girl.
Grandiose.
A pretty girl. She's just really cool. So,
yeah.
Sally, thank you for being here today.
Yes.
We have a lot of exciting things coming up. A lot of exciting things.
Right.
And I'm very, very honored and very privileged to be working with you.
Thank you.
Yay.
And thank you for being here. And, you know, Dr. Angela, you can reach her at website, please.
AngelaMoskovitz.com.
Okay. And then you know to reach us at BigDaddyRadio.com or BrianGarrity.com. That's Brian with the Y. Or you can call us 619-399-3300. Thanks to Guy on the board for doing a great job. And to all of our listeners, honestly, we think you're all great and we do love you. XO, we're signing off. Take care, guys.